you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And stay with us tomorrow on the broadcast. General Jack Keane is going to be with us. It will be the 75th memorial of D-Day and what happened there. And I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation. So I hope you'll join us for that. And then a week from Friday, I want you to stick around for at least one of the portions of Kevin McCullough Radio that day, if not all of it. We've got a very special Father's Day treat in store for you. And that's all I'm going to tell you about at this point in time. So that's coming up a week from tomorrow. I hope you'll stay with us for that. All right. So big, busy week. What would you say is the most unethical tool of oppression that is in effect in society today? I mean, when you think of oppression, you think of, I think of tax policy and how stifling it is. You try to buy a pack of gum and you pay $5 in taxes for, you know, the $1 pack of gum. I think of that as oppression. I think of the human slaves in Sudan when I think of oppression, when I think of people's rights being taken away. But that's not how everyone sees it. Because thousands of academics gathering in Vancouver for the annual Congress of the Humanities and Social Sciences are presenting papers on why dodgeball is an unethical tool of oppression. They say, the moral problem is that dodgeball encourages students to aggressively single out others for dominance and to enjoy that dominance as a victory. Doesn't chess do the same thing? Don't you have to dominate the other army? Don't you try to kill everybody, including the king? They say the games that children play in schoolyards are famously horrible. Tag singles out one poor participant as the slowest and is dehumanized. But none of these classifications get the researchers really going the way dodgeball does. Because it is wrong to win. It is wrong to dominate. It is wrong to... See, that's why these researchers, none of them ever got picked for their varsity teams. Because the one thing, as a former coach, that I was always able to get my guys to do was to run through brick walls. Because life is hard. And if you don't learn that kind of determination, you'll never accomplish much of anything. So long live dodgeball!